A mass shooting in the remote town of Lusikisiki, Eastern Cape, has left 17 people dead, with police launching a manhunt to find the perpetrators. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. According to authorities, two homesteads were attacked, with 12 women and one man killed at the first location, and three women and one man at the second. An 18th victim remains in critical condition in the hospital. The victims, believed to be relatives and neighbors from Nyati village in Dobozana, had gathered to prepare for a traditional mourning ceremony for a mother and daughter who were murdered a year ago. Reports say they were packing goods, including furniture, for the event when the attack occurred on Friday night. Local authorities described the scene as terrifying, with the gunman opening fire randomly. The attack has left the community in shock. Six survivors, including four women, a man, and a two-month-old baby, were found at one of the homesteads. The baby was unharmed but taken to the hospital as a precaution. Tragically, there were no survivors at the second homestead. The motive behind the shooting is still unclear, and no arrests have been made. A team of detectives and forensic experts has been dispatched to Lusikisiki from Pretoria to gather evidence and track down those responsible. Police Minister Senzo Mtunu is expected to visit the area, while Cabinet Member for Community Safety, Zlile Nkatha, expressed hope that the critically injured survivor could provide key information to shed light on the attack. Authorities have hinted that the attackers may have been known to the victims. South Africa has one of the highest murder rates globally, with over 27,000 recorded in 2022, equivalent to 45 per 100,000 people. The recent tragedy in Lusikisiki adds to the nation's ongoing struggle with violent crime. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.